So Parshas Parakor sides with Parshas Kisisa. And based on previous Shiurim, we can understand why that is. Chazal say, Tava ima utkaniach tseas bina, that the Paraduma is like the mother of this eagle, and let her clean up her son's mess. And since Kisisa deals with the Cheta eagle, Parshas Para is the tikkun of the Cheta Egel. Explained in previous Shurim as well that Haman and Achashverosh, they wanted to awaken the Chet of the Egel against Bnei Yisrael. So there's a very deep connection between Purim and the Egel. And as the Ari explains, Para and Purim. And he has a kavanah in that concept called paradinim, to sweeten those judgments and to make par into para. In fact, Purim is gematria paraduma. So to try to explain a little bit, we see out to the Shemaya, how this works, the interplay between paraduma, why it follows Purim, and the connection between them. There he explains, based on this inyan of paradinim, the bracha which we say after Kiyasa Begala, Haravis Rivenu. And you'll notice that in Haravis Rivenu, we mention the letters Nun Vav 5 times. Haravis Rivenu, Adonisdineinu, Asnikmasenu. So 5 times Nun Vav. And he explains that 5 times Nun Vav is a gematria par, and he works with that al pi kabbalah. And because Eilu ve'edu divlokim chaim shivim panim l'torah, so let's try to explain this inyan of 5 times nu, according to the Mahalach HaMetz Hashem, which will develop. We mentioned last week the Zayar Kaddish and Tikkunim. And we'll quote it again now. V'i Yom HaKippurim Yihi Klila Mi'Arba Bigdei Lavan Mi'Sitra D'Yamina Mi'Arba Bigdei Zav Mi'Sitra D'Smala. Yom Kippur is an inyan of the 4 Bigdei Lavan, the right side, which is Chesed, and the 4 Bigdei Zahav on the left side, which is Din. B'ho Zimna Diskashtas B'Idin Levush and the Kapara, when the Kohen Gadol, he wears these Bigadim, It Marva Batilbash Esther Malchus. That's called the secret Atilbash Esther Malchus, that Esther wears the clothes of Malchus, Ubahoin Ilas Lifnav Lifnim, and with that, the Kohen Gadol goes Lifnav Lifnim, and that's what's called Vatamoid Bachatzar Besamelach Apnimis, that Esther stood in the Chatzar of the Besamelach Apnimis. Now the Mefarshim here asks a question: how could we say that the going into the Kodesh HaKodesh Lefnai V'Lefnim is the secret of Atilbash Esther Malchus, of the wearing of the Arba Bigdei Lavan and the Arba Bigdei Zav? The Kohen Gadol didn't go in with the Arba Bigdei Zav. He only went in with the Arba Bigdei Lavan. So how can the Zayar say that? And furthermore, just one final question, and there's some others which we'll bring up later. It's not the time to bring them up now until we develop Yisod a little bit more. We find many times in the Megillah that the Nes is done al yidei hasarisim, that the people who are working for Achashverosh, there's the sarim, the partimim, is the guys called the sarisim. A very interesting word, why they're called that. And we find that also in Sefer Daniel. So to begin a little bit more weiter, so we have to explain and understand what it means, paraduma. And Chazal give us an insight from the fact that the Torah places the parsha of para next to the Misa of Miriam, the beginning of Parshas Chukas. It's to tell us, Chazal say, that in the same way that Misas, that paraduma is mechaperes, so too Misas tzedikim is mechaperes. that when tzaddikim pass away, it's a kapara for the generation. What we see from this connection deeper is that Sreifas Parah has a connection to Misas Tzaddikim. Now the Yesod which we're going to develop and try to answer some questions based on this is the concept of Misas Tzaddikim Mechaperes, the fact that it's a chok is also important to recognize. The greatest chok of all, perhaps, is the fact that tzaddikim die. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu. Chazal say that because of the chait of Baimei Meriva that he hit the rock, so Moshe wasn't on to Eretz Yisrael, he died in the Midbar. What was exactly the chait of Baimei Meriva? So if you take a look at the Chazal, the Medrash, the Rishonim, the Mefarshim, or Chaim HaKadosh specifically, we find at least 10 explanations as to what the chait of Moshe was. Whenever we find many explanations as to what something was, we really don't know what it is. And nothing can really justify how somebody so great like Moshe Rabbeinu, that he deserved that, he should have Gzeiras Mavis. And take a look at the end of, I forget if it's Vayelech or Zoy Sabracha and the Medrash Rabbah, the fight between the Yonim and the Tachtonim, whether Moshe should die, should not die. And there's the secret Moshe Lomeis, like the Gemara says, Mi'isat Tzadikim is certainly a chayk. Another example of Misa Tzaddikim, which is a chayk, is the Misa of Nadav and Avihu. The death of Nadav and Avihu is very mysterious. In fact, it would seem almost from the psukim that they were Rishon. How dare they go Lefnai V'Leflim, Shilu B'Shus? But it's very clear from Chazal that Moshe and Aaron assumed that they were even greater than them. They were the Gedolim of the generation, and when Chazal tell us why they died, we have so many different opinions, at least four in the Medrash, maybe even more, that they weren't married when they went in, that they didn't take Eitzah from each other, that they passed an Halacha Shalav Ifnei Rabban. All different explanations to why they died. So Sfarim say, doesn't really explain it. And we see the Parashat Nadav and Avihu, and we don't know what came of it. We see that it had to do with the Kiddush of the Mishkan, but something which goes down in history as like a mystery, the whole Misa Nadav and Avihu. Now it would seem as follows, as we develop this idea. First, remember that when we speak about the death of Nadav and Avihu and when that took place, Chazal tell us that, as the Torah says, "Vayehi b'yom hashmini," and as a shiloh, what is Yom Hashmini? Is it the eighth day of the Miluim, which would be Rosh Chodesh Nisan? And we're actually right now, right before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in the days of the Miluim. Or did it take place on the Yom Hashmini of the eighth day of Nisan? There's a connection between Paraduma and Misas Nadav and Avihu, because the Torah tells us that Hashem taught the Parsha of Paraduma, Gittin Dach Samach Amad Aleph, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And they began Sreifas HaParah and utilizing the Paraduma's ashes on Beis Nisan. So we see that this Kufa between Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Shmini of Nisan, depending on how we learn according to Chazal, is the Zman of Paraduma and also the Zman of Misas Nadav and Avihu. And going back to our sugya in Megillas Esther, Vatilbash Esther Malchus, the Zohar says that she wore the Dalet Bigdei Zav and the Dalet Bigdei Lavan as she entered in Lefnai V'Lifnei. The Rebbe has a beautiful remez. He says that the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol and Meram is another Nadav and Avihu, because there's four Bigdei Lavan and four Bigdei Zav. So B'derech Gematria, B'derech Remez, you could say the four Bigdei Zav is like four times Zav. And four Bigdei Lavan, because they were made out of Bad, which is Pishtan, Torah calls them Ksoinus Bad Kodesh, you could say four times Bad. So says the Rebbe, four times Zav is Gematria Nadav, four times Bad is Gematria Avihu. And so therefore, these begadim represent Nadav and Avihu. And in fact, Chazal tell us that when the fire came out of the Kodesh Kodeshim and consumed the Levin Avihu, they died, but the Begadim didn't die. And Chazal tzmashma that the Levin Avihu, they were actually wearing the Begdei Zav and the Begdei Lavan when they went in. Not just the Begdei Lavan. Because the Medrash says, another reason, for other reasons why they died, that they were Bechusa Begadim, that they were lacking one of the Begadim. Which Begad were they lacking? So the Medrash says they were lacking the Me'il. So the Me'il is from the Begdei Zav. It's from the special Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. It's not from the Begdei Lavan, which all the Kohanim wear. That would seem that the other Benavi were wearing the Begdei Zav when they went Lifnei V'Lifnei. They were just lacking the Me'il. So with this Yisod, we can explain. The Esther went in, Vatilbash Esther Malchus, yes, with Begdei Lavan, and with Begdei Zav. Why? In the same way that Nadav and Avihu did. Because when the Kohen Gadol goes in, wears Shas, so he wears the Begdei Lavan. But when he goes in Shelo Bishas, the Hanu Nadav and Avihu, so they wore also the Begdei Zav. And since Esther was going in Shelo Bishas, so that's the secret of Begdei Zav and the Begdei Lavan. Probably makes sense to say that according to the Remez, that four times Zav is Gematria Nadav, and four times Bat is Gematria Avihu, that since there was only, not that there was only one set of the Begdei Zav, but it would make sense to say, that Nadav was the one who wore the four Begdei Zav, and Avihu wore the four Begdei Lava. That's how they went in. Four Begdei Zav on one, four Begdei Lava on the other. And that's how Esther went in. That would mean that because she was wearing these clothes of Zav and Lavan, like Nadav and Avihu did, that when HaMelech, when the king saw Esther, he saw Nadav and Avihu. Probably makes sense to say that the neshamas of Nadav and Avihu went in with Esther. And this will explain the Medrash. The Medrash says that as soon as the Melech saw Esther coming in, Shelo Bishos, he wanted to kill her. But then when she got a little bit closer, so she found Chen in his eyes, and he started to run after her, and he kissed her, and he said, I'm so happy you came. Like, what happened here? But the Pshat is, perhaps based on Targum Sheni, the beginning of Megillas Esther, we spoke recently about Achashverosh's obsession with Shlomo HaMelech, and how he made the Kisei Shel Shlomo. So Targum Sheni in the beginning of the Megillah goes into great detail about the connection between Shlomo and Achashverosh. And he points out that this Kisei of Shlomo, which was replicated by Achashverosh, had on it the Demus, a picture of Nadav and Avihu. That would mean that as Esther was coming in, and the Melech, this king Achashverosh, he sees the Begdei Zav, the Begdei Lavan, the Hain of the Neshamas of Nadav and Avihu coming in as well. These are the guys on the throne. They have a Sheikhis, they're allowed into the Kisei. They're allowed to come before me. That changes everything. So the Fizeh, immediately after that, now that the king has this recollection of Nadav and Avihu, he goes home after the party and he says, bring out the Sefer HaZichronos. Maybe there were some people who I owe them a favor, who I haven't paid them back yet. What is that all about? But in Pnimius, the Melech refers to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Sefer HaZichronos means going back in history. That Hashem looked at Nadav and Avihu and he said, maybe I haven't paid back Nadav and Avihu for this great reward, this great mitzvah, that they went to Lefnai V'Lefnim, and they died for no reason? To die for no reason? Tzadik will just die for no reason. Misa Tzadikim is a chok. And the reason why it's a chok then is because we don't understand the reason why at that time, but for later generations, Hashem saves it. What was the schos of Nadav and Avihu that Hashem took them away? What did he see later on that would come from that? The names of Mordechai and Esther. And that's why, Vayimatze Kosav Asher Higit Mordechai, that Hashem paid back Mordechai because he found in the Sefer Zechernos that there was a zechus which Nadav and Avihu had, which had not yet been repaid. And he was going to pay it now, the Malko Shel Olam, to Mordechai and Esther.
There's a remez here on that. Vayimatze kosov. That the melech saw that it was written. There's the gematria of avihu in the milui. If you take avihu and you spell out the letters, it's gematria vayimatze kosov. And kosov asher higid is the gematria nadav bimilua. With this, we can explain also parenthetically, there's a remez that the Mefarshim deal with about the Torim and others, that the word Venishma, which is in the Megillah, Venishma Piskam HaMelech, when they're searching for another queen, is also found in the Torah, in Tanakh, in two other places. One, Nasa Venishma, and the other is Venishma, which is said by the Kohen Gadol when he goes to Fnav Lifnim. V'nishma es kolo bevoel hakodesh, that you hear the pa'amonim and the rimonim, the sounds of the me'il when going lifnei v'lifnim. So the question is, what's shaychus? What's the kesher? So v'nasa v'nishma we get because kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim. What's the connection to the me'il of the Kohen Gadol going lifnei v'lifnim? Teretz is that now the v'navihu, they went in, but they went in without the me'il. And Mordechai in Esther, they were masakim that inyan. The Hainu threw another v'navihu. That's why we say, Shoshana Yaakov, Tzahal of Esamech, Abir Osam Yachad, Tchilas Mordechai. What's the Tchilas Mordechai? It's Alpi Pshat. It means the Tchilas of his tzitzis. But according to this, Tchilas Mordechai doesn't mean the tzitzis. It means the Me'il, because the Me'il was Kulo Tchilas. That's what it means, Tchilas Mordechai. That when they saw the Tchilas of Mordechai, which was the Me'il, they saw the Mafreya that had a Shaychis to the Me'il of the other v'navihu, which they didn't wear, of which Chazal say that's the reason why they died. The Torah says that it was a chok where they died. But the hashlam of that, of their misa tzaddikim, was mechaperes in the days of Mordechai v'Esther. What's fascinating is that there's a whole shaila in the Rishonim. Where did Nadav and Avihu do their avoid of k'tiris? Did they go into the Kodesh Kodeshim, or did they not? And they only did it in the Makom Achitza. So it could be based on what we're seeing here from Esther, that it was a replica of Nadav and Avihu, as if Nadav and Avihu went in with her, a pshara to say, Eilu ve'eilu divi lakim chai. That be'emes, it took place in the Makom Hachitza. They didn't go in lefnai v'lifnim. What the pshat is that the Kodesh Kodashim, lefnai v'lifnim, came out to greet them. That the Kedusha of the Kodesh Kodashim came out to them. And this is merumis in which Chazal say that really, it says in the pasuk that Esther was standing b'chatzer beis hamelech. She was in the chatzer. She didn't completely approach Achashverosh. But Chazal say in the Gemara that the shavit hazav of Achashverosh said it extended b'derech neis. That shows that the lefnai v'leflim, which is where Achashverosh was coming out to greet her where she was standing in the chatzer beis hamelech. And that's what Rambam says in that which it says in the Zohar we quoted earlier. It says that she came in with Bigdei Lavan and Bigdei Zav, Atibash Asa Malchus, Hadu Hudichsev, Vatamor Bachatze Beis HaMelech HaPnimis. And the Zohar calls that Lifnai V'Lifnim. Bachatze Beis HaMelech HaPnimis. So perhaps it's alluding to this Yisod. Bachatze Beis HaMelech HaPnimis. That it's the Chatze, which is the Chitzonius, but it's HaPnimis because the Pnimis went out to the Chitzonius. And that would explain why she wore, they wore, both the Bigdei Lavan and the Bigdei Zav. The Bigdei Lavan because you're going Lifnai V'Lifnim. You can't take Bigdei Zav, the Fnav Lifnim, but if you're standing in the Chitzan and it comes to you, so it's not the fact that you're standing outside, you can wear Bigdei Zav. So that would explain it. So we're saying here that in the Schos of Nadav and Avihu, there was a Hatzalah for the Yehudim in the times of Purim. So the Megillah tells us in great detail about the Feast of Achashverosh and how it lasted 180 days. And then another 7 days. So there's different days in Chazal, in the Midrashim, when these 180 days took place. I mean, we know 180 days is about a half a year. So according to one girsa, one nusach in the Midrash, it took place from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was the end of the party of Achashverosh. And then there was another 7 days party, which went from what? The second day of Nisan to the eighth day of Nisan. That means to say that everything is taking place in the Megillah, which we know. The end of the party, and the 7-day party, and the Misa Vashti, all that is taking place in what? In the Tkufa from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to the 8th of Nisan. These are our days, which we mentioned before about the Paraduma. These are the days of the Misas Nadav Navihu. Either it took place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's Yom HaShmini, or the Ches of Nisan, which is Yom HaShmini. Al Kopanim, either way you slice it, it's the death of Nadav and Navihu. As if to say that what ended the party, which was a big shtach against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Achashverosh, he wore the big day Zahav of the Kohen Gadol. When did that come to an end? On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the Misa of Nadav and Avihu. And when did Vashti die? On the 8th of Nisan, which is the death of Nadav and Avihu. The whole turnaround, through the Begadim of Achashverosh wore of the Kohen Gadol, remembering Nadav and Avihu, took place Gufa in that Kufa, of where the Paraduma took place, and Nadav and Avihu died because it's one thing. So it was the turnaround began because of Nadav and Avihu, and then Ratil Beshester Malchus, that she wore those clothes, she brought in Nadav and Avihu, that sealed the deal. What's interesting is that the Zohar Kaddish tells us that when Pinchas went in to kill Zimri and Cusbi, so there was an Ibur Neshama which took place with Nadav and Avihu, that they entered into Pinchas, and through that, Pinchas became a Kohen, right? Going back to that year, right? So what we see is that Pinchas went in stealth, secretly, in order to kill Cusbi and Zimri, and at that time, the neshamas of Nadav accompanied him, and that's why he was zeichet to do what he did. Here too, we find a similar thing: that Esther went in shelo birshus, Nadav accompanied her, and she ended this magifa of Haman in the same way that Pinchas ended the magifa against Bnei Yisrael. Chazal say that Pinchas, that he was masakin Nadav Navihu because Nadav Navihu acted in a way of Shemayur Holacha Bifnei Rabbam, that they didn't ask Moshe, and that's why they died. But here, Chazal say explicitly that Pinchas went over to Moshe and says, isn't there Halacha Kanayim Pogim though? So Moshe said, yeah. So Pinchas said, so go ahead. So Moshe said, no, you figured it out, you go. So that was a tikkun for another man, because they asked Bishus for Moshe. Here too, Esther didn't go in Shalom Bishus. She asked Mordechai, and she did exactly Kasher Tzivah Mordechai when she went in. That's a tikkun for another man, Avihu. Not only that, but another man were killed. Why? Because they weren't married. They didn't have an Isha go all the time. So Dafka the Tikkun is what? That Esther, who is an Isha, goes in. That was their Chisaron. So they have to go in Nadav and Avihu with an Isha. That's how you go Lefnav Lefnim. Like the first Mishnah in Yuma says, that you need a Beso, that a Kohen Gadol needs a wife in order to go into the Kodesh. He has to be married. What's interesting is that Esther is referred to in the Megillah as Beso Shel Mordechai. Right? It says, after Kibasa la Beso. So even Esther is referred to as Beso, that's the Torah's terminology. When a Kohen Gadol has to go to Nevelim, he needs a Beso to go to Nevelim. So here is Esther, who's a Beso. She goes in, and none of you go in with her. What's also interesting is that I found brought down as well that, you know, Bigson and Vaseresh were also killed through Mordechai and Esther's efforts, and their death also took place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So getting back to our questions, what we see from here is that the Schos of Nadav and Avihu, which is called Sreifas Para, was the Yeshua of Bnei Yisrael. That's called Sreifa. What's interesting is that after this whole event of that Vayimotze Kosov, Asher Higin Mordechai, the Sefer Zichronos, Zimri Nadav and Avihu, that was the downfall of Haman. And you could say that in the same way that Hashem remembered the Sreifa of Nadav and Avihu, Haman was also killed by Sreifa. How so? Because it says, HaMelech kam b'chamaso, that the king got up in a fury. Chema, which is kas, is like the mead of Eish. And he killed Haman with that Eish. In fact, kam b'chamaso is gematria sreifa. To show you that the schos of the sreifa of Avihu brought about a sreifa as well on Haman. So going back to our questions, we understand a little bit Esther and the Shmona Begadim, the relationships with Nadav and Avihu, but we can also explain why they're called Sarisim, that they nasa them with Sarisim. Because the whole chait of Nadav and Avihu was done because they didn't marry. And if you don't marry, you have no children. And that's called a Saris. A person without any children is called Sarisim. So to show that the nase was being done through Nadav and Avihu in their schus, Hashem orchestrated the nes ayideh hasarisim as a remnant of the Nadav, that it was in their schos that the nes was part. And haravis rivenu, that bracha which we say afterwards, hanoikim misnik masenu, This is also a remes of another Vinaviyu. Because the letters Nun Vav, which we say five times, is Gematria Nadav, 56. And in the same way we say Nun Vav five times, we also say the letter Hey in the beginning of these words five times. Ha Rav Esvivenu, Ha Don Esteninu, Ha Noikim, five times Hey. And five times Hey is Gematria Avihu. So Nadav and Avihu is Marumas in the Bracha with the five times Hey and the five times Nun Vav in that Matbeya of that Bracha. What's interesting is that Shlomo HaMelech says, Amarti Echkam Avihi Rechaikam Imeni, that I try to understand it and I don't. Only Moshe understands it. He's referring to Paraduma. He didn't understand the secret of Paraduma. What's fascinating is that Shlomo made his kisei, and on his kisei he made the image of Nadav and Avihu, as if like he looked up to Nadav and Avihu. He wished he understood Nadav and Avihu. But he couldn't be masculine, and Nadav and Avihu goes hand in hand with the inyan of Paraduma and the secret of this chayik of Misa Tzedek. So with this we can understand and explain the connection between Para and Purim. That the whole inyan of Para is Misa Tzedekim, which is a chok, that's the inyan of what Paraduma is all about. And Misa Tzedekim refers to the Misa of Nadav and Avihu. So it was that Para of Nadav and Avihu which brought about the Nes of Purim, hence we read about Para immediately after Purim. So we could be merames the inyan of Nadav and Avihu in the Parsha of Paraduma. Because in the Parsha of Paraduma begins Zoschu Kasatayra, and it says that the Kohen has to take a Paraduma Tmima, Asher Ein Bamum, Asher Loyala Aleha Oil. So we have to work with the Milui now in these Gematrias, mostly the Milui. Because Nadav Bimiluo is Gematria Asher Loy Allah Allaha Oil. Avihu Bimiluo, sometimes it's spelled with an Aleph, sometimes without an Aleph. Here it's spelled without an Aleph. Avihu Bimiluo is Gematria Asher Ein. Again, Asher Ein Ba'amum, Asher Le'ala Aleha Oil. Asher Ein is Gematria Avihu. Asher Le'aleha Oil is Gematria Nadav. And the middle word, Mum, is Gematria Pashat Nadav Avihu. And Zois, Chukas HaTaira, which is the beginning, is Gematria both Nadav and Avihu B'miluah. So we see in the Parsha of Zoyes Chukas HaTorah, many Ramazim hinting that the Paraduma is an inyan of Davka Misas Nadav and Avihu, which is why it's done through the Kohen Gadol, Elazar, who was the brother of Nadav and Avihu. And we said before, Purim is Gematria Paraduma, to show the connection between the two. And that Gematria is also the Gematria Aharon Nadav Avihu, the same Gematria. Okay. Shkoyach.